Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
As Max was just saying, last week we looked at hope and we looked at doubt and how doubt can be a part of faith. And this year we turn to something that we all need, and that is hope. Not just hope when everything is clear, but the hope in the in-between. That space where after something really big has happened, but before we really know what comes next. And as Max was saying, that's between the resurrection and the ascension. And in our gospel reading, our disciples are in that exact place. Jesus has risen, they've seen him, but now what? Peter says, I'm going fishing. I love this line. I'm going fishing, he says. It's basically the first century of, I'm going to go and put the kettle on, or sort out the garage, or I'm going to scroll on my phone for a bit. It's what we do when we're not really sure what to do. The other disciples say, okay, well, we'll come with you. And they fish all night and they catch nothing. Which, if you've ever tried to do something over and over again and it just doesn't work, you'll recognize this feeling. It's a little bit like when your laptop won't work and you just turn it off and on again in the hope that that might do something. I think it's actually an incredibly human reaction. When life feels uncertain, when we are living that in between, we go back to what's familiar. We keep busy. We do what we've always done and we just carry on. And sometimes it feels a bit like those empty nets, working hard but not quite knowing where it's going or what we're working for. So that's where our reading from Isaiah this morning speaks right into that moment. Isaiah reports God saying, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. I am doing a new thing. That's really quite a statement, because God has already done amazing things in the past. He's made a way through the sea for the Israelites, rescued his people from Egypt. And now he says, don't get stuck here. Don't assume that that's all I can do, because I am doing something new. And so here's the thing. The disciples are out fishing, going back to what they know, but God is already doing a new thing. They just can't see it yet. I don't know about you, but I often find that life is rather full and overwhelming, overstimulating, juggling everything, and we're just not quite sure how it's all going to fit together. A lot of the time, I feel like I'm just going through the motions, doing the next thing and the next thing. Nothing particularly dramatic, nothing majorly meaningful on a day-to-day basis. And yet, when I remember to look back, I can see that even in those what seems to be mediocre things, that God was actually at work, and I just didn't realize it at the time. I wonder if that is true for you too, that in those places where we feel stuck or unsure, or that we're just going through the motions, that God is already at work, not finished and not distant, but quietly, faithfully doing something new. So let's go back to our story on the lakeside with the disciples, who are unsuccessfully trying to bury their sorrows and their worries in their fishing. Morning comes and there's a man standing on the shore. They don't recognize him. That makes me wonder how many times Jesus shows up in our lives and we just don't recognize him. He calls out to them and tells them to try again, and suddenly, lo and behold, their nets are full, overflowing, and something shifts. Recognition dawns. It is the Lord, they cry. And I love this. After all that, Jesus makes them breakfast. Not a dramatic speech, not a 5-year plan, just breakfast. It may not have looked quite like this. I doubt they had orange juice and croissants, but I quite like that picture. I love that Jesus brings them food. He brings them together, partly because I love food, but I think there's something deeply spiritual about just being fed, about sitting down, sharing food, and being allowed to be cared for. And here is Jesus meeting them, not with pressure, but with provision. So what does it look like to live with hope in the in-between? Well, it might look like keeping going, even when we don't have all the answers. It might look like trusting that God is at work, even when we can't see it. It might look like looking for Jesus in the ordinary moments of life. When I was reflecting on writing this sermon, it struck me that I feel like I'm a little bit in an in-between at the moment. It's something that I recognize serving my curacy here with you lovely bunch of people. It's not about wanting to be somewhere else. I am eternally grateful for where God has placed me. I love it. I love you all. And I love this parish. But I'm very aware that it's a season and that God will be unfolding what's coming next in my ministry. And so living in that in-between, living with that tension of holding these two things together, it's about being fully present to where you are now and trusting that God is also gently leading you forward, even when you can't see the whole picture. The disciples didn't have a plan. They didn't have a strategy. They didn't have any good fishing. They felt unsure. They didn't recognize Jesus straight away. And yet God was at work. Jesus still came to them and something new was beginning. And of course, all of this, our hope is rooted in the resurrection. Because Jesus is not somebody who was. Jesus is somebody who is. He is alive. He is with us every day. And that means that even when we are living in the in-between, we are not on our own. It's a place where he comes to meet us. So maybe this week the invitation is simple. What is God already doing in your life that you just haven't seen yet? What if in the ordinary, everyday moments, in the routines, the conversations, the small things, Jesus is already there, just waiting to be recognized and waiting to make you breakfast? Because hope isn't about having everything figured out. It's about trusting that even now, God is at work, Jesus is with us, and something new is beginning. Amen.
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. Subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright. Contact us for more details.